Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 23 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is A Portion with Judah. Adam Hoge said, "Massive faith is a full-on display through total surrender to God's will. So take the plunge into a Spirit-directed life, laying your future completely in God's hands, the future both of your life that now is and that which is to come. Let Him decide what is best and what direction you should take. Let Him have full authority over you." Our text today is Joshua 15, verses 13 through 19. According to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, he gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, a portion among the people of Judah, Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. And Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai and Ahiman and Talmai, the descendants of Anak. And he went up from there against the inhabitants of Debir. Now the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sepher. And Caleb said, "Whoever strikes Kiriath Sepher and captures it, to him I will give Achsa, my daughter, as wife." And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it, and he gave him his daughter as wife. When she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field. And she got off her donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Give me a blessing, since you have given me the land of the Negeb. Give me also springs of water." And he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. In Hebrew, the name Caleb means devoted to God. The name is thought to have derived from one of two words. One word means dog, and the other means whole heart. A dog is devoted and loves his owner with his whole heart. Caleb was a man who loved God with his whole heart and was completely loyal to God. His name is seen through his nature. Caleb was a devoted man his entire life. At the age of 85, he was still fighting battles. Joshua 13:14 states that Caleb drove out the sons of Anak. The plural name for the people of Anak is Anakim, or Anakites. They can be traced back to Anak, the son of Arba, who was called the greatest man among the Anakim. Joshua 4:15. The name Anakim means long-necked or tall. As their name implies, they were not ordinary people. They were a formidable race of giants who occupied land in southern Israel near Hebron before the Israelites entered into the Promised Land. The Anakim were so large in size that God's word used them as a gauge to describe how large other giants were. This can be seen in Deuteronomy 2:10. It reads, "A race of giants called the Emites had once lived in the area of Ar. They were as strong and numerous and tall as the Anakites, another race of giants." Notice the description of the Anakim found in Deuteronomy 9, verses 1 through 3. It reads, "Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today, to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than you, cities great and fortified up to heaven, a people great and tall, the sons of the Anakim, who you know, and of whom you have heard it said, 'Who can stand before the sons of Anak?' Know, therefore, today, that he who goes over before you as a consuming fire is the Lord your God. He will destroy them and subdue them before you, so you shall drive them out and make them perish quickly, as the Lord has promised you." Caleb was brave enough to battle the giants of the land. Caleb was courageous and daring, and he encouraged others to be the same way. He offered his daughter in marriage to the man who was bold enough to conquer the city of Kiriath Sepher. Caleb's boldness and devotion were passed down to his daughter Achsa. She is bold enough to ask her father for an extra blessing of springs after she had already been given the land of Negeb. The portion that Caleb received is said to be among the people of Judah. That seems like an odd detail to point out. After all, if Caleb was from the tribe of Judah, then it goes without saying that his portion would be among Judah. However, Caleb was not a full-blooded Israelite. We don't know about his mother, but his father, Jephunneh, was a Kenizzite. Genesis 15:19 tells us that the Kenizzites were one of the people groups who inhabited Canaan when God made his promise to give the land of Canaan to Abraham and his descendants. At some point, Caleb's family joined with the people of Israel and became prominent, for Caleb is chosen to represent the tribe of Judah as one of the 12 men sent to spy out the land. Caleb's ancestry makes his bold faith in God all the more encouraging, especially for those of us who have been spiritually joined with God's people through Jesus Christ, a descendant of Judah. As we saw yesterday, God gave Judah the largest tract of land for an inheritance. Caleb's physical portion of land in Hebron symbolized the spiritual portion of strength he received from the Lord. His land and his love for the Lord were both large. Questions today. What are your thoughts about the courage Caleb demonstrated throughout his life? Why do you think, in God's perfect plan, Caleb came from the tribe of Judah? Why is this significant? Do you think the size of Caleb's inheritance was related to the size of his devotion to God? How are we as Christians like Caleb in that we inherit a portion with Judah? Pray with me. Lord, thank you so much for the inheritance that you give us through Christ Jesus. I pray that you would teach us how to live into it such that we can be doers of your word and not just hearers. Thank you for preserving this text so we can hear it today. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.